Call Monique, listening in Mound, Minnesota. Thank you for the call, and welcome. You're on the air with Father Dave Heaney.
Well, thank you, Father, and I am so excited to be on the air with you about Eucharistic Adoration. It is my absolute favorite time, so let me tell you how God told me about it. I didn't even know what it was, and that was back in 2000, in the year 2000, over 21 years ago. I attend daily Mass, and the Lord spoke to me after Mass and said, one more thing. And I said, what, Lord? He said, Eucharistic Adoration. I said, what is that? I had no clue what it was. I had been back at the Catholic Church for a year, born and raised Catholic, now a daily churchgoer. And so I figured, well, it has to do with the church somehow. So I called the office, and they said, oh, we have a Tuesday from 4 till 9. Which hour do you want to take? Well, I don't know what I'm taking, so I said 4 till 9. And there was silence on the phone, and I thought, oops, I made a mistake. I'm not allowed. I'm asking for something I'm not allowed. And I said, am I not allowed? And they said, no, it's okay. You can do 5 hours. Just nobody ever wanted to do 5 hours. So I'm like, well, I'll figure out what it is. So I get led to it's called the St. Charles Paul Chapel. And on Tuesday, then I'm there. I show up at 4 o'clock, and I'm like, "Wow, we get to sit in front of the Lord." Can I tell people about it? There were 6 people that attended because I'm there for 5 hours, so I know. And I was the 7th person, so they said, "Yeah, go right ahead, tell people about it." So, being a promoter and loving Jesus, I got 21 people in 3 weeks. Okay.
Wow.
So I go to the deacon, and I said, Deacon Tim, we have now 21 people in Eucharistic Adoration. He goes, in a very stern voice, the Lord will release you into a different ministry when you have 200. Well, by that time, I figured 200, that's perpetual, so I got to be a little bit more active and get more people to come. And, well, you know, things happen when you get really excited and the devil kind of tries to knock you off your feet, right? So instead of getting more hours, the hours were cut down to 3 hours to get rid of me. This is not a joke. This is true. And I begged them, please don't cut down the Eucharistic Adoration hours. They did. That's what happened afterwards. 9/11 happened. So, again, it was on a Tuesday. I begged them, can we open up the hours? Can we have more hours? And so they opened it up at noon. And then after that, it was increased to 6 hours. And then it was increased again and again. But the devil really wants to try to stop Eucharistic Adoration. I just want to tell you that. So in 2017, my hours were cut again. And I said, please don't cut down my hours. And they were cut. And by that time, we have now 3 days and, you know, 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day, whatever. And so my time was cut. So the Lord said to me, I would like you to go down to the cathedral. They have 24 hours down there. And it's 45 minutes, you know, from the Cathedral of St. Paul. I'm going, okay, I'm just going to spend the night there because the next day I have to work. So I'm just arrived at a little bit before 1. And I thought there were going to be 20, 30, 40 people in there. There's like a handful. I'm like, oh, Lord, you're so alone. I'm so sorry. So I thought, I'm just going to write to Archbishop Hetha a note, you know, what God shows me. And so I sat there in the pew, and at 4:30 in the morning, I look, I should get ready for confession. And so 5:30, I'm ready to go to confession. I have my letter. I don't know who to give it to. Well, I'm just going to do my confession. I walk in, and I said, what's your name, Father? Archbishop Hetha. I didn't know what to say. I froze. And so he goes again, Archbishop Hetha. I'm like, oh, I wrote this out there for you, and can I give it to you? And then, can I have a talk with you after confession? We had a half an hour conversation, and it was a totally God-inspired meeting. He met me. I mean, he's seen me periodically. And what you just said before about the hour of Eucharistic Adoration after every Mass, like Mother Teresa did, I've been asking for that for 20 years. Can you just put that on the air? Because God will change the world. Not just America, the world, if every parish has 1 hour of Eucharistic Adoration right after Mass.
Well, Monique, consider it put on the air because you just said it in a very beautiful way. You know, thank you for your devotion. Thank you for your persistence. It sounds like you've had a really long, wonderful relationship with adoration. Sometimes that's been respected by others in your parish, sometimes not. But you have remained faithful, and it leads up to this beautiful connection with Archbishop Hebda. Sounds like things are going to look good in the future. So thank you for your devotion, especially your persistence and your example. You're an inspiration, and I'm glad that you shared that message. And I think everybody's heard that now, that the importance of adoration right after Mass.
Yeah, Monique, great story. Thanks for joining us. And she brings up such a good point, and I think she's probably right. If every Catholic church in the world had an hour of adoration after Mass, it would change the world. I think the point to make here, Father Dave, is adoration can change our world. Can change my world when we take time to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament.
And you just have to experience it. It's, you know, we can talk about it, we can theorize about it, but if you can find an adoration chapel in your community, go there and just try it for yourself. I think you'll like the quiet, I think you'll like the meditation, and I think you'll like the experience that our Lord designed to impact us in a very powerful and spiritual way.
Yeah. Monique, thanks again. A pleasure to have you on the program today. Father Dave Heaney, our spiritual director. Sorry we can't get to the rest of our phone calls. Just running out of time today. Father Dave, as you know, we'd like to close this hour with a final blessing for all of our listeners.
And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who shows himself to us in the powerful form of the Eucharist. May our time in adoration be a blessing on us and on our families. We ask this humbly through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Father Dave Heaney, a pleasure. Great to have you on the program today. Love talking about Eucharistic adoration. If you joined us late, download the podcast and see what everybody had to say about Eucharistic adoration today. Thanks again to Father Dave. Thanks to all of you for joining us. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you on The Inner Life. Stay tuned. We are celebrating Mass in less than 60 seconds. 12:30 Central, The Faith Explained with Cale Clark. And we're back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.